Good evening, everyone. I hope this message finds you and your loved ones healthy and safe and well. I hope you had a meaningful and a restful Shabbos. Tonight in the Halacha Gems learning, it's for the merit of the Refuah Shalema for those around the world who are in desperate need of a Refuah Shalema in the Jewish community. We should all continue to hope and pray for the experience that should be visited upon us. Yeshua Hashem Keheref Ayin. Beginning with the laws of Sfiras HaOmer, I think it's appropriate just to give a general perspective. You know, by now, most of us have been sitting in our homes for a month, over a month, without going to shul or schools. Our daily routines have been severely interrupted, and it's unclear when things will return back to normal, what normal is going to feel like, and what that new normal will be. So for many of these last few weeks have felt like months, certainly preparing for Pesach and experiencing Pesach. We count the days and the weeks that we've been in this situation, not only to determine when we had our last significant exposure to somebody, but also as a way of appreciating the challenges and the triumphs and the successes of our current situation and the efforts that we're making, all of us, to try to make the best of what we're experiencing. It is a Sfiras HaKovid in some sense, or whatever somebody might want to call it. We're counting these days, and we're trying to appreciate what they're meant to mean for us. So we've also started another count that overlaps, and that is the time we find ourselves in Sfiras HaOmer. Now, the Sefer Chinuch tells us that by counting, what we're doing is really we're counting towards Matan Torah, towards the time of Kabbalah HaTorah on the 6th of Sivan, this seminal historical event that is not meant to be, you know, celebrated as a one-time event in the annals of history, but rather something that's an experience of a fresh, new Kabbalah HaTorah, new and again. And the excitement that we have in counting for Sfiras HaOmer is towards counting towards Matan Torah. We show through this, as the Sefer Chinuch, our strong desire to accept the Torah. We want the Torah. We're preparing for the Torah. We want to accept it. He then asks, though, the obvious question. If so, why don't we count down from 49 to 1? It would maybe be more appropriate, more fitting, more exciting for us to go from, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, etc., all the way to 1, because that's no doubt maybe an even greater expression of our excitement. So he says in the following way, if we started counting, just summarizing some of the exact language, but he says that if we started counting from 49, it would take away from that spirit of longing for Matan Torah, meaning there's an energy and there's an emotion and there's a ruach of a longing, of a desire, of a yearning. And that yearning for Matan Torah would have been compromised somewhat if we started counting from 49 down. It would take away from that spirit. Such a big number, it seems like forever. And so therefore, it's better to start from 1, not 49. The longing, the hoping, the desire, it's greater, and it's an impact of greater significance when you start from 1, not 49. Now, when we get close, it would make sense to count down. So why don't we? So we just assume that because we don't want to change the way we've been counting, from the way we started, you know, the way we count while we're going through the process, so you're not going to make a change in that process, so you just continue what it is, you know, even though that it would seem that as we've gotten closer, you're 10 days away, you're 9 days away from Kabbalah HaTorah, maybe you should switch it, but we don't, because we don't want to, that would confuse everybody. So the Sefer Chinuch is actually highlighting two distinct stages of a counting process, which is what we understand, and something that I think is meaningful for us in this time that we're counting, and the days that we're in, and the relationship between counting days in this irregular, abnormal time that we're hoping is not going to stay as a norm, and also the days of Sfiras HaOmer. The first stage is when the end seems so distant that we can't even think about when it's going to be. We don't know, you know, what's going to be the end, and it's unsettling as it is, but we can't even think about it. So during this stage, we express our longing and our hope to reach the goal by counting up. 1, 2, 3, today's the fourth day, the fifth day, etc. We count up towards that goal. We can't yet see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we look at our current situation and what we are lacking. We count every day that we are with, that we're without it, and that expresses how much we long for it. We want it. We hope for things to be back to normal, as we hope for us and long for us to have that renewed sense and the invigorated purpose of Kabbalah HaTorah. We long for it. So we count every day that we are without what it is that we want, what it is that we're lacking, and that expresses how much we long for it. And so what we want is to get back to some bit of normal. So then he says, though, we can understand from this that there's a second stage, when we can actually see the light, when we know that it's there, and the Kabbalah HaTorah is within our grasp, and the new norm is within our our grasp. It is at this point that the vision starts to become real. We don't just long for it because we're lacking, but we actively start to embrace it. We think and know that it's going to be here. It would make sense to say 7 days left to Kabbalah Sotar, etc. And the reason we don't, as I mentioned, is only more of a technicality. It would make more sense to do it because the excitement and the embrace is really there upon us. So we may still be in the first stage of counting our days at home. You know, we don't necessarily know, and certainly we can't predict when this is all going to come to an end. We don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. The light at the end of the tunnel may not be in view just yet. At this time, we learn to appreciate what we had and what we are currently lacking, what it is that we're missing, what it is that we're longing for, and hopefully soon, in the not-too-distant future, we will start to see that light. It's going to be something that hopefully we pray is going to be in our embrace. We will start to see progress and signs that we'll be able to congregate in shuls and schools, Mirtz Hashem, and that's when we're going to know when that's a simon, when that's a sign, so then hopefully that means that things are within our grasp. Our longing for tefillah b'tzibur, our longing for kriyas HaTayr B'tzibur will start to feel realistic when it's not just the longing, that which we're lacking. Maybe it's in this stage just to feel that lacking, you know, very acutely, very real and very meaningfully. And that appreciation of that lacking is something that we're supposed to feel, you know, so strongly. Mirtz Hashem, when it's time for Kabbalah HaTayr, we'll be able to accept it in shul with a greater longing for a Torah than ever before. That's our hope and that's our tefillah. And Mirtz Hashem, we'll be able to do that together. So here's some perspective as we introduce the Dinim of Sfiras HaOmer. I wish each and every one of you a wonderful, a productive, and a meaningful night.